Who's the only one here who knows the illegal ninja moves from the government?
Chris.
Who throws a shoe? Honestly.
Ben.
Who would steal 30 bag lunches?
Danny.
Oh, you guys like to tell jokes and giggle and kid around, huh? Giggling like a bunch of young boys in the schoolyard.
Shoddy Radio.
I have some news for you guys.
Oh, really? I was actually going to bring something up too, but I guess you can go first.
I love it when Ben has news for us.
I know. That's what I like about Ben on the show. That's really his role.
Thanks, fellas. Did you guys hear about David Letterman?
Oh, I did. Yeah, he got busted with that girl. Or no, I guess he didn't get busted. He got extorted. Is that right?
Well, he was getting extorted by some guy who worked for him at some point and knew that he was boning these young girls on his staff.
Right, but you actually...
Dave's wife is fugly.
That's true. It's not exactly true. But I always... It's funny because until this point, I never thought to look up what Dave Letterman's wife looked like. Although I assumed she looked like one of the hot girls that brought out... That he would bring on the show to, like, introduce a segment. He always has really good-looking girls introducing things on stage or bringing out, like... You know what I'm talking about, right? Like, there'll just be... super hot girls that come out on stage to present some fake award or do stuff. And I always assumed he was married to some really hot girl. And then when I saw his wife, I couldn't believe that was his wife.
Yeah, that was unbelievable. Hey, does Ben sound weird to you, Danny?
Not particularly. I mean, a little. He sounds a little different.
What do you guys mean?
I don't mean like in a bad way. I just mean like it sounds like your English is better than it used to be.
You sound British almost.
Fuck you guys. I'm improving myself. Is that a crime?
Wait. I don't know what you said.
Yeah, Ben, what did you say just now?
I said fuck off.
I think I know what you said. You said fuck you guys. I'm improving myself. Is that a crime?
Sounds like you're improving yourself by stuttering. And slurring your speech like an old British drunk.
Well, what else is in the news, Ben?
Did you guys hear about the Giants?
The San Francisco Giants or the New York Giants? Baseball season's over. Well, the regular season is.
I love the San Francisco Giants.
Yeah, we know that, Ben.
That's true.
That's weird that you'd say that.
You know that they're out of the playoffs. I mean, the playoffs started. It's already the round one's over. The Giants are... There's no point to talking about them now.
Yes, I know. You are being a shitface.
Well, I don't think he's being a shitface. He's just pointing out that baseball's over.
I thought you would be bringing up the Sharks, to be honest. Because if I remember right, Ben, correct me if I'm wrong, you are a big Sharks fan.
I was just about to. Why don't you calm the fuck down?
There you sound British again.
See, and it's this. It's not only British. You sound like you're almost like snobby British, like really sort of pompous or well-educated.
It's because I have a sore throat, just like your girlfriend does.
Yeah, for me.
No, because of me. And Chris, probably.
Wait, I didn't hear the end.
Yeah, what did you say, Ben?
No, because of me. And Chris. Probably.
Yeah, thanks, buddy. You are correct, sir.
Oh, man.
I love the San Jose Sharks.
That's right.
Sounds like Ben's catching us up on facts about himself.
They're your favorite hockey team.
I hate Kanye West because he is a stupid Negro.
Whoa.
Dude!
Kanye West?
Yeah, I think he called him Kenny West. But I think that's an insult that Ben did there.
Yeah, I know that you hate Kanye West, Ben.
But I love the Sharks. Let's talk about hockey.
Yeah, the Sharks picked up Heatley, I believe. And he had a hat trick in his first game. And I think you were at that game, if I remember correctly. Is that right?
Heatley is so fucking awesome, in my opinion.
That's fair.
Yeah, Heatley picked. He got a hat trick his first game, and you were at the game, isn't that right?
Yes, I had to throw out my new, very expensive hat.
You had just purchased this hat. That sucks. And let me ask you a question: did you make it out onto the ice on your with your throw of your hat?
Yes, I did. Oh, yes, I made it all the way. You better believe it, fuck nut.
I think he called you a fuck nut at the end.
I heard fuck nug.
I think he said fuck nut.
Oh.
Just a signature. Get a vote. Ben, your sore throat voice is hard to understand.
It's true. I wanted to say something. Ben, your computer recently had a virus on it. We haven't been able to podcast for a while because we haven't been able to get in touch with you on a computer. So I'm glad you're back.
Yeah, I'm glad you're back too.
I love Paul Newman movies.
Okay.
Well, it's cool, but either way, you know, it's cool. I'm glad you're back.
Yeah, I'm just glad that your computer is fixed and now you're back on the line with us and now we can finally podcast again.
I love Slapshot, the movie.
That was a good movie.
That was good. I agree. That was a good movie.
Let me ask you something, Ben.
Yeah, Danny, ask Ben something.
Okay. How do you feel... Who do you love more? Let's just interview Ben.
Okay, Danny.
All right. Who's the best sex you've ever had in your life? And don't just say Sonya because you're married to her. That wouldn't be fair.
Yeah, be honest. Who is really the best?
Well, I think I would have to say it's my lovely bride, Sonya. She's amazing.
Oh, I agree. Sounds like you're really in love, Ben.
Yeah.
Sonya is the love of my life.
You're lucky to have her. You know, I think she's sweet. I think she's fun. I think she's funny. I think she's everything you look for in a girl.
Tonight I celebrate my love to her.
Wow. Tonight you do?
She's like the wind. I'll never forget the moment I first laid eyes on her. It was magic. I've never been the same. She is my everything.
That was beautiful.
God, man, you really have a way with words.
She took my breath away, like when Barry Bonds hit 762 home runs without the use of steroids.
Yeah, that was pretty awesome. I think he ended up with a couple more than that at the end, but I think that was the magic number. You're right.
There is no asterisk in the record books, and there is no asterisk on my love for Sonya.
Yep.
And I'll testify before Congress about that.
I have a hard time imagining a scenario in which Congress would testify, yeah. Would bring you in front of them to testify on whether or not there's an asterisk next to Barry Bonds' name or next to your love for Sonya. It could happen. I'm not saying it couldn't happen. It could happen.
I feel like my heart is on anabolic steroids. But it's not, our love is all natural, like testosterone.
Yeah, you're really dry. I get it.
I got to say something, man. You're talking about this steroid thing so much, it almost seems like you're overcompensating and you think that Barry Bonds really did use steroids. I know you don't. It just seems that way. It doesn't seem that way to me, but I could imagine someone making that point, I guess. Here's another point that I could imagine someone making, by the way. I feel like I'm asking every question instead of Chris, who's just sitting next to me doing nothing. And here's what's weird about that. It almost seems, this is something that someone might think, is that I'm asking every question and Chris is not asking the question because he's busy typing or something like that. I don't know.
That's weird that you would think that.
Yeah, but maybe you should just ask a couple more questions, Chris, just to prove that that's okay. Not true.
Ben, would you ever allow your love for Sonya to be put to the test?
If our love were to be put to the test, it would be tested positive for being real, but not positive for anabolic steroids.
I think he said steroids, but I get it.
No, I heard him. He said steroids.
December 20th. price and you'll get mine.
Ben, when you first met me, what did you think of me? Be honest.
I thought you were a faggot. I was right.
Yeah, Ben always has that good intuition.
His gaydar is impeccable. Joking aside.
The first time I saw you, I thought, oh, that's where the smell is coming from.
Burn.
What about the first time you met Chris? You knew Chris until you were kids. I think we've had this discussion.
Actually, to be honest, I knew that I had met my match. Comedically.
When you met Chris?
Comedically.
When you met Chris, that's what you thought. And this was like in second or first grade, though.
I met Chris at a young age. I was so fucking jealous. This guy always knew how to pull down serious pussy.
Thank you.
Well, how young are we talking? Even back in first grade, Chris? I don't even think you're physically capable of doing it in first grade, are you? Like, has your body changed already?
No shit. So fucking young. I bet he was capable of a lot of things.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that true, Chris?
Well, I'm embarrassed because I feel like my face is red.
What, did you get laid at a young age, Chris? How old were you when you first...
No, I never did. No, not at a young age.
You could have.
I could have, I'm sure. I didn't have the confidence to back up the obvious skill.
Right. You had the tools.
The God-given tools.
You had the tools, but no one had taught you how to use them.
I had the tool.
I remember when the school bully was picking on me one time. He tried to get my lunch money. This was in grade one. Well, long story short, Chris fucked his ass up, Charles Bronson style.
That was nice.
I remember that, yeah.
Who was the kid? Was this another first grader, Ben, or was this like an older kid?
It was one of like the high school kids that was helping out, like being a teacher's assistant.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He had just been released from prison, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, that's true.
He was in high school, but he was in prison also?
Well, he was 18.
Oh, still, I see.
Technically,
it doesn't seem like they would have sent him to first grade to help.
It was a bad choice, but it ended up being more bad for him.
He didn't realize what he was getting himself into.
Chris rehabilitated his ass the way the state never could.
Man, it sounds like you messed him up pretty good.
But Chris got his fair share also. You should have seen how bloody his knuckles were.
Yeah, I didn't get out of it unscarred.
Oh, man. You have any other stories from elementary school, like, that involve Chris, Ben? Or do you have any stories, Chris, that involved Ben?
Oh, God, this is really taking me back.
Yeah. Because I didn't know you guys. I went to a different elementary school.
Chris had so many girlfriends, and so many of the teachers wanted him also. Fuck, I was jealous.
Now, are these, I assume, female teachers that wanted him?
Both.
Both men and women.
Boy, I am really, my face is red.
Maybe the male teachers wanted to be him. Female teachers wanted to do him.
You're exactly right, Danny. Everybody wanted a piece of Eric Clements.
Eric Clements.
Oh,
he
no.
already had that nickname. This is
now me. You're really embarrassing me.
Yeah. So Chris was pretty much the best at sports back then also.
Oh my God. One time he beat Michael Jordan at one-on-one. I'm fucking serious, I saw it. MJ was all crying and shit. It was fucked up, but hilarious.
Oh, wow.
Is that true? Oh, yeah, you guys had that rally where he came to your school. I heard about that from my elementary school.
He was really trying his best also.
Yeah. Michael Jordan was?
he was.
Here's what I heard happen. I heard that you beat him and that there was a videotape, but Nike made that videotape be destroyed, just like they did with LeBron more recently.
It got deleted on purpose. I will never forgive them for it.
Thank you, Ben.
Ben's really got your back. Ben, I got a question for you. I'm generally the one on this podcast who, you know, tells embarrassing stories and sort of gets the ball rolling with things that people wouldn't normally open up and talk about in a forum like this, but I feel like maybe you could try to tell us some things that people wouldn't normally know about you on this podcast. Yeah, how do you feel about that?
Well, I suppose that would be all right.
All right.
He's on board. I'm excited. I want to hear this. Yeah,
me too. What kind of stuff should we talk? I mean, do you want to talk about the first embarrassing moment you remember from childhood or one in high school or something? Is there anything specific that comes to mind?
Oh, boy. This is getting scary.
Listen, you're amongst friends, Ben. You know, in the podcast, our fans already, they know you already. I want you to feel safe.
All right, I'll tell you. But I warn you, it is not pretty, and I have never told anyone this before. Once my stepdad, the mailman, forced me to blow him while we were watching Rescue 911.
Oh, no. Oh, I'm sorry for laughing.
That sounds horrible, man.
Oh, man. I don't remember that show.
That sounds like a really sad story.
Oh, boy.
That sucks,
yeah,
dude.
That's awful. I would hate if that happened to me.
Excuse me, I'm sorry. I meant to say Rescue 911.
Okay.
Oh, okay, well, that makes more sense. Do you have any other, I guess, embarrassing things, or...?
At my wedding. Actually, you were there for this moment, incidentally. I got so nervous that I literally shit my pants. Lucky for me, you were nice enough to breathe near my butthole. Nobody noticed.
They just assumed it was my breath that smelled like actual human shit.
That's nice of you, Danny.
Well, it was your wedding, you know, the least I could do. I remember when you asked me to do it, you're like, Danny, I shit my pants. Will you please breathe near my butthole?
Most everybody passed out from the smell of your breath, not my shit.
I remember that.
Did you
pass
out?
I remember passing out, too. It was from your breath, not your shit.
Oh, boy.
Good listeners, so when you do call, please be sure to mention this program.
Thank you.